Well, if you've ever attended an OASIS class or a HealthLink program, you're going to love this conversation. And if you haven't, you're certainly going to want to now. In the studio with me this morning are two folks in the know, Lauren Faglin, Executive Director of OASIS. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, Tricia.
And welcome back. It's been a while since you've been here.
It has, and I'm delighted to be here.
And we also have Cindy Carey, who's the Coordinator for Upstate's HealthLink program. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Tricia.
You've actually been here a few times, haven't you?
Yeah, a few.
Well, the two of you have a lot of excitement going on for both your programs, don't you?
We absolutely do.
Yes, you do. Your days are full and busy, and you're even doing some packing, but that's a little bit of a teaser. Before we talk about the packing, Lauren, just give us a brief synopsis, if you will, of exactly what OASIS is.
OASIS simply is a national nonprofit education organization that serves people over the age of 50, and it's very good at offering classes and helping people learn, improve their lives, serve, and lead.
I kind of think of it as almost a version of Elder Hostel, isn't it?
Very much so, except that it's daily and it's local.
It's daily and local, and you can pick and choose the programs you want to go to and do many of them over
exactly.
the course of just a few weeks or a few months. And Cindy, tell us about HealthLink.
HealthLink is Upstate's free community health education. It's a way for us to showcase our excellent staff and services so that we can get the word out about the latest things that we're doing at Upstate and some of the services we offer our community.
And HealthLink is specifically targeted to health topics, but OASIS has more than just health, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's from A to Z. It's arts and humanities, music appreciation, language, fitness, including health, computer classes. We have a computer lab, curriculum, volunteer opportunities.
All those things that somebody over the age of 50 is very interested in.
Absolutely.
So for years, listeners have been hearing me talk about the calendar of upcoming events each week. And each week I say, we'll be held at HealthLink Shopping Town location. But that's actually what the excitement is all about, isn't it? Lauren, tell us what that excitement is.
Yes, Tricia. This is a really exciting year. We're in a new decade. Both programs, OASIS and HealthLink, have grown so much. And the space that we have at Shopping Town that has served so well since June of 2001, almost 9 years next month, we've outgrown the space. It's nearly 6,000 square feet of space, and our wait lists continue every year as participation increases. Our wait lists get longer.
Wait lists are frustrating, not just to you, but to the people who want to attend your programs, too.
Absolutely. Last fall, it's very disconcerting when our loyal members are extremely disappointed. We are driven to offer quality programs, provide quality customer service, both by our very loyal sponsor, Upstate, and the OASIS Institute. We strive to for excellence. So when we have 200 people who can't get into a class or 20 people who can't get into a class, it's disconcerting. So we need bigger quarters.
Bigger quarters. And that's actually what we're going to talk about. And Cindy, have you run into the same kind of thing?
Actually, Trista, we have. Recently, I've had several programs where there's been wait lists and people haven't been able to attend due to the size of the room or the people, you know, the registration list that was there. So like OASIS, we're seeing the same kinds of things.
But you've been really good about taking some of your programs into different locations.
Yes.
You just didn't have the space at Shopping Town.
Absolutely. And that's been a really good benefit to us. The one thing I do want to point out about HealthLink is there is no age limit like there is with OASIS, so anyone can come to the HealthLink programming.
Sure. But that also expands all the possibilities.
Absolutely.
Of people who are going to be there. So this is really very much a numbers game. And how are we going to cure this problem, Lauren?
Well, we are just about doubling our space for the new center that houses both programs, OASIS and HealthLink, will be twice the size. It's about 11,000 square feet.
But it's not even at Shopping Town anymore, is it?
No.
Okay, so let's talk about that.
We're moving 4.3 miles away, so it's
okay.
Not far.
It takes a numbers game.
It's about seven, eight minutes. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful building, the Tellergy Building, which is off of Carrier Circle, off of the Thruway, right next to DoubleTree Hotel, and has just beautiful space, ample parking. It is on a bus line. We're working on getting some more service from the bus company. We are going to have an extra class. Well, we'll have several new classrooms, but one classroom devoted just to fitness, which will be wonderful because these Tai Chi and yoga, Yoga Lotti, Zumba Gold, these are very popular classes.
Yeah.
They can just sort of operate all day long and won't interfere with the lectures and the presentations other kinds of courses that we have.
That's fabulous. So let's make sure people know where this is going to be, this old Tellergy building, which was vacated a couple of years ago. And that's over near, it's near Carrier Circle, right near Carrier Corporation, their old offices, right?
The exact address is 6333 Route 298.
There you go. Well, so again, it's a numbers game. But now, so you're going to have all these extra classes. But Lauren, one of the things I know about your program in particular is you are very much staffed by volunteers. So does new space mean a new need for volunteers too?
Yes. Everything about OASIS and probably HealthLink too, it's just the needs keep growing. We serve, our impact is going to be far-reaching, moving to this new location, even though it's only 4 miles from Shopping Town. Having the access to the thruway and being a little more north will open up opportunities for people who may not have come to our site.
Sure. I mean, you're thinking in terms of it's farther away from where you've been, but for a lot of people, it's closer.
It's closer.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, change is never easy for anybody at any age, and it is a change.
But this will be exciting and new for people. Well, talk to us about volunteers. We only got about 50 seconds here. Tell us if somebody would like to volunteer, what, to help you set up some of the programs, help you manage some of the attendance, how can they do that?
We will be, they can simply call the center at 464-6555.
Okay.
They can go online through the Upstate website.
Okay, that's upstate.edu.
Correct.
And just find the link to OASIS.
Correct.
And they can do the same thing for HealthLink as well, right, Cindy?
That is true.
They can get information about the classes that are being taught. Quickly, when do you anticipate finishing up? Because I know you're working on the building now.
We have classes. The summer trimester is held at Shopping Town through June. We move, anticipated date right now is early July, staff offices. We will be conducting trainings for volunteers through the month of July and grand opening in mid-August.
Very good. Well, Lauren Faglin from the OASIS program, Cindy Carey from HealthLink, thanks so much for coming by. We'll look forward to hearing about the grand opening.
Well, thank you, Tricia.
Thank
Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's Checkup from the Neck Up. How to lose weight without really trying, or eating our ice cream standing up. Well, dear tuner-inners, we've all known that the only way to lose weight is to take in fewer calories than we use to keep our brain and body humming along and moving around. Basically, eat less, exercise more. And my being a runner, always trying to get faster by getting skinnier, I've been impressed with how finely tuned our brains and bodies are to keep the food coming. On days I run more, my body sends a message using more calories, which releases appetite hormones, which trigger the belly yell, hunger, and the brain command, eat, which triggers the feet to trot to the fridge, the arm to yank open the freezer, and the hands to grab the ice cream box and the big spoon. Scientifically speaking, this is the caloric compensation effect, Rich O'Neill version. Recently, I've been reading more very interesting research about those hormones shouting, eat. Turns out, things other than burning calories with activity can release them. One we've talked about before is not sleeping enough, which may be why chronically sleep-deprived folks, i.e. most of us, are heavier. Now, I just read about a new study, so exciting, I'm going to go wild and break my own rule of only talking about well-substantiated research findings. First, the caveat. It hasn't been published yet, so it hasn't been reviewed by other scientists to make sure it isn't garbage. But it is by a reputable person and looks well designed to me, and it's so cool and so full of hope, I just can't resist. The scientists had one group of folks sit all day and another group stand all day. No surprise that the folks standing burned hundreds more calories. But the amazing thing was they burned them without triggering the caloric compensation effect. The conclusion, and I quote, "Emerging evidence suggests that unlike bouts of moderate vigorous activity, low-intensity ambulation, i.e. standing, etc., may contribute to daily energy expenditure without triggering the caloric compensation effect." Back translation? Just maybe we can lose weight without really trying. Cool, huh? If I read any similar studies while I'm standing around my office scanning journals, I'll let you know. I'm Dr. Rich, a stand-up kind of guy, O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.